Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Unawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. You know, it's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these Dhamma teachings. We know that even as kids, you may have many stresses in your lives. Maybe you're having a hard time in one of your classes, or maybe kids at school are teasing you or making fun of you, or maybe your parents yell at you and curse at you. Even as kids, we know that life can be very difficult. So, in this time that we spend together, we don't want you to think about those things. At least, don't worry about them. While we're chanting and listening to suttas and sermons, we can just try to remember the Buddha's teachings. If our minds are relaxed, then we can learn easily, and maybe even learn ways to overcome our stress. Today, we're going to learn the story of a ghost. I know that some of us are afraid of ghosts and don't even like to hear about them. But you should remember, there's nothing dangerous about learning about ghosts. Just because we think about ghosts or talk about ghosts doesn't mean that we're going to see a ghost or that a ghost will come to bother us. Thinking about ghosts when we're learning from the Supreme Buddha is actually a really great thing to do because it helps us understand the world better and especially how karma works. So if you're afraid when you hear the story, it's very important to talk with your parents about it so they can help you get rid of your fear and so they can help you learn from the story. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sangam saranam gacchami Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saranam gacchami Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saranam gacchami Dutiyampi sangam saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami Sadhu Sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me, say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya, meritorious children. The Buddha was a great person who realized the truth of this world without the guidance of a teacher. And the day he realized the true nature of the world, the cause and effect theory, that means the cause for suffering and then the cause for abandoning of suffering. The day he realized that on a Vesak full moon Poya day, the Blessed One obtained great qualities, developed great qualities in his life. So those qualities, the day on the Vesak day, on the Buddha's day of enlightenment, the Blessed One obtained these nine qualities, that is Arahang, Samma, Sambuddho, Vijjacharna, Sampanno, Sugato, Lokavidu, Anuturo, Purisadamma, Sarati, Satta, Deva, Manusana, Buddho, Bhagavati. So, we have been learning these great qualities. So, today we are hoping to teach more about the Buddha's Lokavidu quality, to understand how Buddha understood about human world and also about other worlds. He understood and also he saw beings that we could not see from our naked eye. The Blessed One was able to see the beings that we could not see from our naked eye. So one day, Venerable Maha Moggallana, Arahant Maha Moggallana, and Venerable Lakkhana Thera was living in Gijjikoota Mountain. That is Vulture's Peak. So this Vulture's Peak mountain is in Rajagaha. Then Arahan Maha Moggallana, robed up in the morning and taking his bowl and robe, went to Arahan Lakkhana and said to him, "Come, Reverend Lakkhana, let's enter Rajagaha for alms." Then Venerable Lakkhana replied, saying, "Yes, Venerable Sir." And both of these monks was descending from Vulture's Peak Mountain. Now, Vulture's Peak Mountain is Gijjikoota. If you have heard this word Gijjikoota, this name before, that's the Vulture's Peak Mountain. Now, where is this Gijjikoota? That's located in Rajagaha, in the city of Rajagaha. Then, when Arahant Moggallana Thera and Arahant Lakkhana Thera was descending down, when they were coming down, at one spot, Arahant Moggallana smiled. Then Venerable Lakkhana Thera asked, "What is the reason you smiled, Venerable Sir?" Then Arahant Moggallana said, Reverend Lakhana, it's the wrong time for this question. Ask me about this when we are in the Buddha's presence. Now see, you will learn how humble and also how venerable Moggallana, Arahant Moggallana wanted to hear things from the Buddha. Even Arahant Moggallana knew things. Then Arahant Lakhana Thera and Maha Moggallana Thera wandered for alms in Rajagaha. So children, now today you all come to the monastery and offer dana. So during Buddha's time, most of the monks, they used to go on alms round. They take the bowl early morning, even though it's raining or whatever the difficulties they have. They walk, they go from house to house begging for food. So after going on alms round, that means taking a bowl and after collecting food to their bowl, after taking meals, on their return from alms round, they went to the Buddha and sat down to one side. And Venerable Lakhana Thera said to Arahant Moggallana, just now, as Moggallana was descending from Vulture's Peak mountain, he smiled at a certain spot. What is the cause, Reverend Moggallana? What is the reason you smiled? Then Arahant Moggallana, in front of the Buddha, revealed the reason for him to smile. Then just now, Reverend, as I was descending from Vulture's Peak mountain, I saw a skeleton flying through the air. Vultures, crows and hawks kept chasing it, pecking and clawing as it screeched in pain. She was shouting, shivering, struggling. It occurred to me, it's incredible, it's amazing that there can be such a living being, such an entity, such an existence. Then the Buddha said to the monks, monks, there are disciples who live full of vision and knowledge. Since a disciple knows, sees and witnesses such a thing formally, I too saw that being. But I did not speak of it, for if I had spoken of it, others would not have believed me, which would be for their lasting harm and suffering. Then, dear children, Buddha has seen this non-human being, this skeleton. So what Arahant Moggallana saw when they were coming down from the Vulture's Peak mountain was a skeleton flying through the air. Just only the skeleton. And then vultures, crows, hawks were chasing after it and then pecking and clawing and tearing and trying to break down the bones. So, then actually before Arahant Moggallana saw this, the Buddha saw this. The Buddha kept quiet. Buddha did not tell this to the people. Why? Some people might suspect the Buddha. If someone suspects the Buddha, that will not lead to happiness in his life. He is gaining a lot of bad karma. So Buddha tolerated. Buddha has told Dhamma in many other ways to correct people, to help people to correct themselves. So in this situation, since Arahant Moggallana has seen this, then the Blessed One told the monks, dear monks, this man, this non-human being who does not have muscles, nerves, no hair, now he's suffering just as born as a skeleton, is because of a reason. There's a reason for that special being to be born as a skeleton. Only the skeleton. This being used to be a cattle butcher right here in Rajagaha. As a result of that deed, he burned in hell for many years, many hundreds, many thousands, many hundreds of years. Now he experiences the residual result of that deed in such an existence, in such an rebirth. Now see, children, he would have killed living beings. He has killed living beings. He would have slaughtered cows. He would have slaughtered hens. He would have slaughtered goats. So even if you kill a mosquito, even if you kill an ant, even if you kill an ant, that is a killing living being. So Buddha saw these things because he had the great quality. He was endowed with the great quality, that is Lokavidu. Since he was Lokavidu, since our Buddha had the great quality, developed the great quality of Lokavidu, the Buddha saw all the worlds and he escaped from all the worlds. And children, since Buddha escaped from all these worlds, we were also able to learn how to escape from all these worlds by knowing the danger of rebirth, by knowing that our appearance, the appearance that we have right now, can change in next life, can change in this life. So this is very impermanent. So while we are concerning about our schoolwork, while we study very well, while we do our sports very well, while we work hard, and while we play with games, while you all watch cartoons, you should remember that there is something to be concerned in life, not to accumulate bad karma and to develop good karma. Then eventually you will understand that there is something called wholesome and unwholesome in this world, and wholesome acts will give happiness and unwholesome acts will give you sadness. Then you will know in life what to do and what shouldn't be do and what shouldn't be done. So we bless you today. May you realize the Four Noble Truths. May you have a pleasant mind towards the Buddha. May you have a happy mind towards the Buddha. May you know who a Buddha was. May you know who were the great Arahants. May you know the ability of great Arahants who lived in the past. And have a happy mind when you come to the monastery to offer dana. When you offer dana to the Buddha, remember the quality of Lokavidu. Remember the Buddha's great qualities. Try to understand the great qualities of Arahants and think of Arahant Moggallana, think of Arahant Lakkana, think of Arahant Sariputta and offer dana. So we are doing these sermons for you to learn very well. And when you come to the monastery, when you see monks, you should remember the monks who lived in the past and the great qualities the monks developed in the past, and the great qualities that monks developed in the past. We bless you wholeheartedly. May you realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Metta Bhavana, loving kindness meditation. Now we're going to practice loving kindness meditation for a few minutes. When we do this, one of the instructions is to think, may all beings be free from physical suffering. So think about the different kinds of physical suffering in the world. We can have pains in our body, we can have hunger, thirst. All these things are physical suffering. For mental suffering, these are things that happen in the mind, like stress and worry and sadness and anger. Those are all kinds of mental suffering. So as we do this meditation, keep those things in mind. Sit still, keep your eyes closed, and think in this way. May I be free from anger. May I be free from ill will. May I be free from jealousy. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I live in peace. May I live happily. May all beings in this place Be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this city be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this province be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this country be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings in this world be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. May all beings be free from anger. Be free from ill will. Be free from jealousy. Be free from mental suffering. Be free from physical suffering. May they live in peace. May they live happily. Live happily. Live happily. Live happily.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember the ghost that Arahant Mahamoggallana saw? And do you remember what that ghost did in its previous life? It was a butcher. It killed many, many animals. So this is something that we can learn from hearing stories of ghosts, that doing bad actions like killing all the time has very bad results. So we can remember that we want to avoid doing those things. Now let's share merits. Today, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge, taken the precepts. We've listened to a sermon, learning about the Supreme Buddha's Lokavidu quality. And we've practiced loving-kindness meditation, collecting very powerful good karma into our lives. So when we do actions like this, we like for others to have happy minds recollecting these wholesome actions. So may all heavenly beings, may our teachers, our parents, our families, our friends, all of our departed relatives, may they all have a happy mind recollecting these wholesome actions. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.